That's a great word, dynamite, because when his power is unleashed, it is like spiritual dynamite. It will rock your world. The Greek there's Greek lexicon says the definition of this, among several definitions of this word dunamis, is the power of performing miracles. Now, when you look in an Englishman's dictionary, it's a special kind of study guide, every instance of this word in the New Testament, you can go down in this word is not about the inward transforming power of God. It's not about sanctification. It is about empowerification, man. It's about, whenever you see this word, it's used in terms of power and supernatural abilities, okay? Whenever this power is demonstrated, there is very often a tangible sense or a tangible experience of power. We talked about it in our small group the other night. Let's take a look at a couple examples. Gospel of Luke. Luke 8:46, when the woman with the flow of blood, the issue of blood, got healed. Luke 8:46, Jesus was surrounded by a crowd of people. The throng was pressing in on him. He was, buffeted back and forth. And then Jesus said that somebody touched me. And his disciples were like, yeah, I guess they did. You're in a mosh pit. Lord, you're getting touched on every side. In verse 46, but Jesus said, somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out from me. Okay? This is, we talk about God answering prayer. God can answer prayers in a very providential way. We prayed that this woman would get a wheelchair ramp, and sure enough, before long, here comes a guy that says, calling me up, hey, I got materials for the wheelchair ramp. Where do you want it? That was an answer to prayer. That was the providence of God. And Reformed people like I am, we get really big about God's providence, and we look for his provision to work in very exciting, amazing ways. That's cool. But this is a little bit different. This is a tangible experience. Jesus said, I perceived or I felt the power going out from me. Power. Real, genuine, experiential power. Dunamis, the power of God. Let's look at the next one. Luke 6:19. And the whole multitude sought to touch him for what? Power did what? Went out from him and healed them all. There is something. Can you get a gist of the dynamic that's going on here? Here is Jesus. The Lord has filled him with the Holy Spirit, anointed him with the Holy Spirit, and power is going out from him to the people, and the people are being healed. Praise God. Luke 5:17-18. Now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who would come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And I love this line. And the power, the dunamis power of the Lord was present to heal them. So he wasn't just sitting here and sovereignly saying, well, I'm just going to heal everybody. There was a sense of the power of God being present in that place, and he knew his Father wanted to do something. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. Man, when I come to church on Sunday, man, that's what I'm like, oh, God, oh, Lord, that your power would be present to heal today. Man, I want to walk into church and feel, just be like, like they did at Azusa Street when they were coming up to the Azusa Street Revival, and they get within two blocks of the building where they were worshiping, and people would fall out in the spirit on the sidewalk or come under such conviction they would collapse on their knees and sob and cry out to God in repentance because the power of God just was present for blocks around that place. Man, I want people to be, driving. That could be exciting. Driving past the church, man, and the Holy Spirit fall upon them. Next thing you know, they're pulled over to the side of the road, sobbing into their steering wheel, man. That's what I'm talking about. That's what my heart cries for. Praise God. I'd love to hear what Fred just said to Laura, but we'll just pass on it. Praise God. Acts chapter 10, verses 37 to 38. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with what? Power. Who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Man. Pastor Buddy, was working with me on a wheelchair ramp. I know, I got a million stories from this guy, man. It was so cool, man. We'd be sitting, hey, I got another story, blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah. He was born with a deformity in his hip where his leg did not connect with his hip, and it was excruciatingly painful for him. But they didn't have any way of fixing it, so he just learned to live with the pain. And for most of his life, until he was an adult, he did not know what it was like not to have pain in his hip. Sometimes it would be so out of joint that he would have to stand on his foot with the other foot and then pull up to literally wrench his leg back into place so that he could walk on it. Sometimes he would have to wear straps around him to keep his leg into place so he could work. He lived in pain. I forget what he was telling about some other injury he got that was very painful. I think it was a burn of some kind, but he barely even realized it because he was so used to living in excruciating pain from his hip that he really just learned to shut that kind of stuff off in his mind. Well, he had a visiting, when he got into the ministry, he had a visiting evangelist in their church. And the guy was up at the pulpit preaching and stuff, carrying on his sermon, going on. And all of a sudden, he stops right in the middle of the sermon. He says, you know what? There's somebody lame here today that God wants to heal. The Spirit just told me there's a lame person that God wants to heal. Well, you know, buddy was cool with that. And he's looking around. He sees this guy who's like really lame. I don't mean like, you know, he was stupid or something. I mean like he was, you know, he was really, you know, he couldn't walk right. you got words mean different things to different generations. So, and he figured the guy was talking about this other guy, you know, this older guy who was really messed up and, you know, and had crutches in the whole nine yards. And, you know, but the guy didn't go up and the pastor wouldn't go on. He said, you know, no, I mean, really serious. There's a lame person here that God wants to heal. And Buddy felt like, wow, you know what? Is he talking about me? Nah. Well, maybe. So I said, what the heck? You know, I mean, we got to move this thing forward, man. He's going to be here all night saying, you know, there's a lame person. So he went ahead and walked up. And the guy laid his hand on him. And he prayed for him. And do you know what happened to him at that moment? Absolutely nothing. Gotcha. So I was like, you know, amen, thank you, Lord. And he turned around, he started walking back down the aisle to his seat. And all of a sudden, about halfway down, he said, I felt this heat start to come in my legs, man. It was like fire going down in my bones. This heat started coming in my leg. All of a sudden, my whole leg was tingling. It was just like, you know, electricity going through, this power going through my leg. And as he starts, and he's telling me this, he starts to tear up. And tears start to come out and start rolling down his cheek as he's telling me. He says, and Jesus Christ healed my hip that day. And do you know, after all these years, I have never had another problem with it. The pain disappeared in that moment when that power came upon my leg. And he's tearing up, welling up, crying as he's telling me with gratitude, tears of gratitude, what God had done for him. Does your heart ache for people to come in here and experience God like that? Experience Jesus Christ like that, the great healer, the great physician? Changed his life. He said, I didn't know what it was like not to be in pain. I'd lived in pain my entire life. And that moment that power fell upon me, it was gone. I know what that's like, man, when I had Crohn's disease. And I was supposed to play some music for something that was happening to Steve Dawson, our former pastor. And I'd been in such horrible, excruciating pain for 18 hours. I had nothing left. I didn't even have any energy to deal with the pain anymore. I was just doubled over in the chair in the living room. And I called Sandy and I said, I'm sorry, I can't make it to church, man. I feel like death. And I just can't come. She says, that's okay, we understand. We'll pray for you. And I know I've said this before. 3 minutes later, I'm sitting there doubled over, and all of a sudden, the pain just disappears. And I'm like, nah. I didn't even dare hope that was real, because I was like, man, I'm not even going to get crushed by that. As soon as I stand up, I know it's going to be there. And I stood up, and it was gone. started walking around. It's gone. Glory to God. I guess I'm going to church. Man. Now, that's the dunamis power of God. Obviously, you don't have to be an apostle to work in that kind of power. You can be Larry Wheeler and work in that kind of power. You can be Luke Slater and work in that kind of power. You can be Heather Largent and work in that kind of power. You can be Sarah Largent and work in that kind of power if that is the gift the Holy Spirit distributes to you. There are all kinds of varieties of workings of that power through various types of gifts that the Holy Spirit gives. There are two men in the book of Acts. You know, we think of the Acts of the Apostles. Well, there are two of the men who worked some of the mightiest miracles in the book of Acts were not even apostles. They were simply deacons. They were helpers in the church. They had appointed them to help, you know, feed the Greek, the Hellenistic widows in Acts chapter 6. Guy named Stephen, Acts chapter 6, verse 8. After he got done feeding the widows, verse 8 says, "And Stephen, full of faith and power," dunamis, that's that word, "did great wonders and signs among the people." He started turning the place upside down. Man, God operated mightily through him, so much that the Jews got freaked out and had to kill him. Wound up stoning him to death. Acts chapter 8, verse 13, not only Stephen, a guy named Philip, then Simon the sorcerer himself also believed, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip. Yeah. Thank you. Continued with Philip and was amazed seeing the miracles and signs which were done. I misprinted that. It's actually dunamis, which means works of power. Oftentimes you'll see this word translated miracles. It's a slightly different variation of dunamis, dunamis, which means works of power. And that can mean all kinds of different things. Maybe casting out demons, maybe, you know, healing people in miraculous ways or delivering them or, you know, even, you know, bringing judgment on them.